It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch into yet another week of fun and excitement here on Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, a whole bunch of stuff to cover tonight, but your calls are primary if you make them. Otherwise, we'll bring up what we want to. In fact, why don't we start in the email tonight, Mark? Always a plethora of it to choose from. Pick one. You've got a handful of them that I found pretty interesting.
Well, I like the one that's entitled, Ian is Wrong.
Alrighty.
Okay. So,
it's been known to happen.
Yep. It has happened. This is from Paul. Okay. So my love of talk radio has finally paid off. I remember a while ago on Loveline, which, by the way, I think is a great show myself.
I haven't heard it for a long time, though.
Not locally.
Adam Carolla is no longer on that program.
That's correct.
So I don't know if it's as good now as it ever was.
I really do like Adam Carolla. I think he's a great talent, and Dr. Drew is obviously, he's a storehouse of information.
Mm-hmm.
So between them, they made a really great show. I know that they had a black comedian. I can't remember his name, but he was... he had taken over from Adam, and I hope that it is as good, but I haven't heard it in quite some time. But I do like the show.
Okay.
Dr. Drew was talking about a study where he was part of once. In the study, homosexual men and heterosexual men were hooked up to a functional MRI and were shown pictures of gay erotica. The study found that when shown these pictures, homosexual men showed a threat response.
Homosexual men?
Homosexual and heterosexual. Actually, you'll find out later, it's both.
Okay.
No matter what the...
Threat response, meaning fight or flight?
Kind of, yeah.
Situation. Okay.
Yeah. No matter what the outward response, the brains always showed up the same. So essentially, straight men all react with a threat. It's kind of a strange paragraph there, and I can't describe it. But anyway, he goes on with a little bit of transcript here from CNN, where the Dr. Pinsky, I guess, discussed it. They have you look at neural pictures, this is Pinsky, and arousing pictures, different kinds of arousing pictures, and it's actually the sexual responses that are picked up by women to be the most arousing to women. Interesting that men still react to them most prominently. And the one thing, other than seeing my brain light up with these powerful drives in response to some of the material, the other thing was that was really interesting is that they show you explicit gay erotica, too. Men in provocative poses. I sort of went through it, and I didn't think anything of it, and I consider myself, I just sort of have a neutral reaction to the gay erotica. And yet, when I looked at my scan, it showed a bilateral threat response, which is really, and how could you see that in the brain? Pinsky said, well, it's a thalamic response, a typical response that the researchers were noting in regard to most men when they looked at this material. It was interesting. Heterosexual men who looked at the material seem to have some say, and that he's not broken it at all down yet to look at it, maybe. Do homosexual men have a similar kind of response? And that is unintelligible. We really don't know what to make of it yet. So anyway, that's the transcript. And as you can imagine, TV doesn't, transcript.
Yeah, I'm a little
radio,
confused.
Apparently,
what is it saying?
Basically, both heterosexual and homosexual men have a threat response. At the very least, heterosexual men have a threat response to homosexual erotica.
Okay.
Okay. So,
but homosexual men also have that same threat response?
That's what I'm getting out of this, but I'm a little concerned that maybe he just wrote homosexual instead of heterosexual, like he transcribed it wrong.
Okay.
But either way, that's what he said. He said that, in fact, there is...
So they want to smash the computer monitor or run out of the room, basically? Is that sort of like what they want to do?
Not exactly.
Flight or, fight or flight?
The doctor who participated in this, or at least the guy named Pinsky, I don't know for sure if he's doctor, participated in this, said that he felt he had a neutral response, and I feel like I would, too. I'd prefer not to look at homosexual porn, but it's not going to freak me out or anything. I'd prefer not to be stuck in a room and forced to watch it, but... At the same time, even though he felt like he had a neutral response to it, his brain showed a threat response.
Okay.
So that's his evidence that, in fact, you're wrong, that I was being threatened.
Oh, you're talking about from last week when you were suggesting that a transvestite might be open to a butt whipping, in your words, to if he managed to fool you into getting into bed with him, and then you found out that he was a he instead of a she.
Right.
So you're saying that that's a completely natural reaction, and therefore you should be commended for it.
I'm not saying anything. I'm reading the email.
So, okay. So, all right, that's fine. As I said, Mark, it was a barbaric reaction, and it does make sense that it would be scientific. It does make sense that it would be something built in because, well, humans were pretty barbaric in the past, and so you're sort of stuck in the past mentally, and people like me have, you know, moved on and advanced.
Is that why everybody asked me, was asking me to grunt? Is that why?
That's why I asked you, yeah.
Okay.
It would have been fun.
Okay.
A good caveman grunt.
So he says, on another note, I think that Ian epitomizes what people hate about activists. He's extremely condescending and is completely out of touch with...
Oh, I'm not as condescending as I used to be towards you. I used to get to call you Manwich, and then I could really sort of dehumanize you and have a lot of fun. Now I don't really get to have as much fun with you anymore.
He's completely out of touch with reality on matters that are not politics. He has no sense of humor and only laughs to make a point. He makes no effort to even consider a perspective that does not adhere to what he considers to be open-minded. I have no idea what could be done to get him into the real world, but I do know that it...
Sounds like this guy's the one with no sense of humor.
Yep. I would have to shut off the show out of disgust if it wasn't me at his name-calling and tone. I don't know if it's gotten worse.
Fight or flight. Get it under control, buddy.
I don't know if it's gotten worse over the years or if I'm just getting more and more fed up with it, but it's bad either way. So,
boo-hoo. Cry me a river.
Yep. Anyway, I guess I'm being told here that it's actually Dr. Drew Pinsky, so that was Dr. Drew talking on CNN.
Oh, I thought Dr. Drew was trashing on me there.
No, no.
No, okay.
No, that's Paul.
I gotcha. We both received a couple nasty emails recently.
Yeah, well, the one thing about the show is it's intended to some extent to be a bit of a match between the two of us, and it's supposed to be that you pick one guy or the other, and you like that one, and, you know, the other guy's kind of a heel in that particular instance. but in the process, everybody gets a dose of liberty. Even if,
yeah, I guess so.
Even if Ian's your favorite out there, which there's plenty of people who he is, I think that it's probably, you know, a whopping 10 or 12% of our listenership that prefer Ian. However, I believe in what 95% of the liberty precepts that you do.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, some number like that. So therefore, if people take my side as a result, they're getting a 95% dose. That's kind of the idea. Either way, people get to hear the message of liberty. And if they think the other guy's a heel, well, it's talk radio, you know? One guy's got to be the champion, one guy's got to be the heel. And I can tell you, I don't like the emails when I have to be the heel. It doesn't feel good to me. It feels bad. I want everybody to like me. But I also have to take positions on this show, and that's kind of the way it goes. And... Well, another thing, the show's growing every single week, or you know, I guess month.
I don't watch the numbers, so, I mean, that's presumption.
No, I mean...
It seems like a safe presumption.
We're adding stations all the time.
Oh, yeah.
At least monthly we add a new station or have a station upgrade or something like that.
We just got a new Part 15 AM on board.
I don't know what that means.
We don't usually go through the process of announcing them, because not very many people could listen if they wanted to, but there are some stations that... there's this... In the world of the FCC regulation, there's a little bit of a zone that people can operate in without asking permission, at least without getting the FCC on their trail and shutting down their transmitter.
You're talking about these 1610 and 1620 AMs, the ones that are, you know, they have the little, the 10 meter, is it antenna? 10 foot antenna.
I think there are certain limitations. I don't know what they all are, but I know the major limitation is no more than a tenth of a watt. So 100 milliwatts is the maximum transmitting power.
A tenth of a watt isn't much, but it really depends on the tower. It's all about the size of your tower, my friend.
The antenna and the grounding system and all that. And these hobbyists, essentially, many of them former radio engineers and that sort of thing, will go and buy these 100-milliwatt transmitters and literally put on 24-hour-a-day, seven-day-a-week radio stations.
Some stations have several towers around town all in the same dial position, and they essentially make themselves their own radio station without the FCC.
That's pretty amazing. There is a station, I think, in Sandy Springs, Georgia. They don't carry our show, but they are doing that. and I think they put in like $100,000 into transmitters and equipment alone.
That's cheap in transmitters, though.
As opposed to buying your own FCC license station, you bet it is. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Is your child protected for the future? Gerber Life Insurance Company offers you a way to help protect your child through its Grow Up Plan. It's a $5,000 whole life insurance policy that costs less than 20 cents a day. When your child is 21, that protection doubles automatically to $10,000 with no increase in premiums. So call now for your free information package.
Call 1-800-555-1212.
It's a free call for free information only. There is no obligation. Remember, any healthy child 12 and under is eligible to apply for the Grow Up Plan. When you decide to apply, no medical exam is necessary. Just answer a few questions. Help give your child a head start on the future today.
Call 1-800-462-0425 for your free information kit, the Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Call 1-800-462-0425. That's 1-800-462-0425. Call 1-800-462-0425.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. Live streams are included. The broadband version of the show and the dial-up version both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. Want to invite you to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening January 3rd through the 6th. You don't want to miss it because it's going to have just the most the most liberty-loving people you've ever seen all in one place. Libertarian luminaries like Ron Paul suggested that he's going to be there. That hasn't been confirmed yet, but he's going to be in New Hampshire over that weekend, and he was there last year. So
I can't see why he wouldn't be there. It would seem very odd.
I'd roll the dice on that one if I were you and get the hotel room ASAP, because as soon as Ron Paul is announced, you can better believe it's going to sell out right quick. So you might want to consider that he's going to be there. Bob Schultz is definitely going to be there from We the People. Carla Howell from the Center for Small Government. People all over the Liberty map here. Jim Babka, our friend from DownsizedDC.org. We got Peter Crist from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted also going to be in attendance. And there's going to be a free shuttle from nearby Manchester International Airport. So that'll help keep costs down for you. And the price is very, very reasonable. Plus, you can get a discount of 10% if you use the code 2008FTL and get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Again, use the code 2008FTL, all one word, to save 10%. And as I understand it, they've opened it up to where you can a la carte register for things now. So instead of just buying the big package and getting everything, you know, if you don't want to go see the politician speak at one of the dinners, for instance, you don't have to purchase that. So you can sort of opt in to whatever interests you at this point. So they've opened that up now. Again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're going to be there. I've just finished hammering out the technical details with the hotel staff. Sounds like we're going to have everything we need to get all hooked up and connected and do our show live. And we're talking with Gardner Goldsmith about having him do his show live from our equipment as well. So should be a good time for everybody.
Yep.
All right.
I really enjoyed it when I was there before.
Sure enough. 1-800-259-9231. Continuing with the emails, Mark, you had another one. This one more of a personal issue, as I understand it.
Yeah. This one's from a gentleman, and I'm going to just not name him because he prefers to be anonymous.
Okay. Mr. Concerned.
Yes. I truly need your advice on something that has been bothering me for a long time. Maybe reading it on your show and talking about it, and maybe you can get some callers that might help. I would incredibly appreciate it, and here's the real letter. Dear Free Talk Live, I have been a listener for years now, and you both know me pretty well. I've called in many times and familiar to the show. That said, I'm hiding my identity so that I may be able to discuss a problem with the show and get responses from you guys as well as any listeners that
might. It's not a problem with the show.
No, it's
discussing his problem
with the show.
Right.
Might want to discuss on the issue. Though my problem is in no way a threat to my physical health, it is something that has been incredibly difficult to live with. It has impacted my relationship with almost everyone in my life and has greatly lowered my happiness over the last months. It has even driven me to contemplate, in drastic moments, suicide.
Should I warn all personal emailers that I have no touch with reality?
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay.
I think that should be our intro.
Go on.
Warning, this show host has no touch with reality.
All right. The problem I'm speaking of is my libido. Yes, at first mention, it might be something the average individual would laugh at. But for me, it's been incredibly difficult to live with. I'm currently in a relationship. To protect my identity, let's say I've been with the same girl for more than 2 years and less than six. I have a very loving relationship with my significant other, and I find life to be almost unbearable without her. We are very close and share a very happy life together.
Sounds like everyone would want that.
Our sexual life is also very good and quite understanding. Although, I'm not sure what understanding sex life is, but I guess it's...
Did he give his age?
Yes, and somewhere in here he says he's in his early 20s.
Okay, go ahead.
Though all is good with my relationship, I have feelings that I have been unable to reveal to my significant other for soon obvious reasons that has greatly impacted my overall happiness. This is my inner turmoil. I constantly have desires to have sexual relations with other women. What I would think is way beyond normal. Coworkers, strangers, and friends. It is terrible. I am now in my early 20s, and many would think that this is a reason for my hyper libido, but I believe it's beyond normal for my age as well.
Now, hold on before you go on.
Okay.
Your libido, Mark, as you've gotten older, you are in your mid-30s. Now, can you say that it's any significantly different than it was at 18, 19, that sort of thing?
Not really.
Okay.
Not. I just
hasn't gotten any bigger or lesser or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Nope. The sexual feelings are so strong that it is very difficult for me to keep them back for those individuals, and I oftentimes comment on other women's looks. Mm. I will often tell a coworker how pretty they are, or a here's this sentence I don't quite get. Or a strange that they are quite attractive.
A strange woman.
Oh. Okay.
And she's walking down the street.
I do not give these comments randomly, of course, but they are comments that are not usually part of normal conversation, which just sounds random to me.
I presume he's not doing it when his wife or his girlfriend is around, rather.
I would think. And the feelings are not purely sexual either. I grow attached to certain girls. I hang around often enough to the point where I not only have sexual feelings, but emotional attraction, too.
Mm.
Now, when saying this, it may seem that I do not have true feelings, or whatever the hell that means, for my girlfriend. This is not true. Okay. My girlfriend takes priority over most everything in my life, and if she had no food, then I'd gladly give it to her, even if that means I do not eat. If she needs shelter, I would break my back to provide it, and her attitude towards me is the same.
So there's no doubt that he is dedicated to this young lady.
Right. He says, my love for my girlfriend is immense, and that is the hard part about this. If it wasn't the hard part, then I'm sure he would just break up with her and have a string of, monogamous relationships like so many young people do, right?
Okay.
My point is, how can I live constantly attracted, sexually and emotionally, to different people and at the same time try to have a stable relationship? I consider myself a natural polygamist. That is, I am polygamist in thought, but cannot, or better said, have decided not to have multiple relationships. What advice, if any, do you guys have for a guy in my position?
Well, I mean, he's managed to stay with this lady for 2 to 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's not being specific, but he's managed to be with her for a handful of years without straying. I mean, at least presuming. I presume if he had strayed, he would have said so here. You know, the way he makes it sound is that he's seriously tempted, he is interested, but hasn't actually acted on his desire.
I think that likely, if given the opportunity, if the right situation popped up, that he would act on it, even if, he may not want to get caught. He may want to keep it to the side or whatever, but he would likely act on it.
That, that he wouldn't be able to control himself? Is that what you're suggesting?
He would choose not to control himself.
So his question is, how does he handle this?
Yeah.
It sounds like he has been handling it. I don't know what he's been doing to keep it under control. But I think you're right, Mark, that if there were a lady that were overtly interested in him in that way, that may push him to a dangerous brink.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one for me because I just don't have that level of libido. And I know that you have in the past. If not, you still do.
I do. I've had this exact same problem. I'm in my mid-30s, not my early 20s. But other than that, it sounds just
like... But you're
like
also now in a relationship. You're married.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been together with Laura for how long?
3 years-ish.
So about the same similar kind of situation. Come back and you can give your thoughts on this. 800-259-9231. And I'm sure this is a problem that afflicts other men, maybe other women as well. If you are in a similar situation, if you're frustrated, you don't know what to do, or if you absolutely know how to handle this and you want to give our anonymous listener, some suggestions, dialogue, on in 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. The updates list is available to you at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Today's businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who have failed to pay their bills. You may believe that this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people do not pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So, if you have or know any business that requires assistance in the area of collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI. We reposition companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
So we're in the middle of a little personal problem with one of our listeners. He's a male in his early 20s. He has been with his current girlfriend for a handful of years, and he's concerned because he has a very high libido, a very high sex drive. He's interested constantly in having sexual relations with other women, even though he has professed in his email to us, has professed his dedication to his current lady. He spends a lot of time with her. He loves to be with her, you know, so on and so forth. Sounded like an ideal relationship. Sounded like something you wouldn't want to lose.
Right.
And so he's obviously frustrated. He, you know, sexually wants one thing, but mentally he knows that's something that he really can't do. I mean, this isn't it's not an open relationship. It's not something where, you know, this young lady sounds like she would be too interested in having him going and sleeping around and, you know, following his urges in that way. So he's torn. You know, what is a young 20-year-old, horny 20-year-old to do, apparently, is the question. And Mark, as someone who's been in a similar or someone who is, I guess, in a similar situation, how do you handle it?
Well, just to give a little history so that people understand that I really do understand where this guy's coming from. You know, I had a series of monogamous relationships. I don't think they're the majority of girlfriends I cheated on. And, you know, I'm sorry I did it. I didn't want to be that guy, but, you know, if the opportunity presented itself, I would always take it. I broke up with my wife. We were going through a divorce, and it was essentially the same problem. I wanted to be able to have sex with other women, and she couldn't see her way to allow that to happen, as most women wouldn't be able to. And so I was going through the divorce, and, you know, the relationship was so good and so valuable to me that I decided I wanted to stay in it. It wasn't for, you know, the ability to consummate, you know, to go on and have sex with other women. It wasn't about that ability. What it was, you know, Laura's just such a great person that I didn't want her to go away.
Okay.
So part of her staying was that I would go to a psychologist and get some psychoanalysis on this. I never talked
really?
To you.
Really? Yeah, I was going to say, this is news to me.
Ever talked to you about this because I find it embarrassing. You know, and I certainly don't want to go through your bevy of questions, but I'm going to have to. So,
how many visits?
It was just close to 6 months.
Okay. Like once a week or once a month?
At one point it was twice a week, and it whittled down, you know, it ramped up and whittled down, and then there were times when I'd, you know, call and cancel because I had to miss.
So you had told Laura what the issue was. You had suggested you go to the psychologist.
It wasn't a suggestion. It was an ultimatum.
Oh, I see.
Like, that was the deal. She stays if I go to a psychologist to see if we can work this out.
Got it.
And I don't brook much tolerance for psychologists. To me, you can either handle your problems or you can't. What do you need a psychologist for? I didn't see how talking to this guy about my past or my problems or whatever was going to change anything. I knew what my past was. I knew what my problems were. Why can't I handle it?
Okay.
And I figured I was handling it. I just wasn't very happy. You know, I would do exactly what, the anonymous guy here that wrote this would do. I would create relationships and work in the work environment with, women that would be, you know, it would get me emotionally close to these women, and sometimes that turned out to be a sexual situation. Sometimes it didn't. And that's going to be a real problem with having a wife, right? And it's also going to be a real problem with essentially working by myself. Now I wouldn't have that interplay of reactions, so that would, you know, that would cause me to go seeking that elsewhere. Real problems. So I went to see the psychologist for 6 months, and I swear to God, my problem is not as it's not as pronounced as it was over, you know, it's a year ago.
Why?
I don't
changed.
I have no explanation. I told him. He says that
you told the psychologist.
I told him that, you know, why did this work? And he's like, there's no explanation for why it works. But your reaction is a very common one that people, you know, they just suddenly poof. It in my case, it alleviated. It didn't go away.
Right. I'm still interested. Still attracted.
But I see that my relationship is my relationship and it's important to me and I need to protect it.
Right.
I wouldn't go outside of my marriage now. Whereas a year ago, I would have if given the opportunity. I would.
Got it.
From his point of view, and I don't like saying things like this. From his point of view,
who's he?
The psychologist. I didn't have a choice. Actually, the psychologist's name here in Keene is Swinburne. But
you've been going here.
I went here.
Oh, okay.
I haven't gone recently. I don't need to now.
Right. Right.
And you know, it's not cheap to go.
No.
Maybe
what's it like? $200 an hour or something?
In it depends on where you are.
I see.
Professional hours have a tendency to be pretty similar among lawyers and doctors and all that other stuff. In the same place, but. I was paying cash, so I dickered with him, and the first session was probably 15 minutes of dickering.
Right.
But the fact is, it worked, and, I probably put maybe $3,000 into it, but, you know, I probably would have spent that in a divorce and
yeah, right.
And dividing things up, and to me, it's worth it. It was money well spent. I'm very happy. I've never been happier. I have never been happier in my entire life than I am right now, and I've got to say that I'm a convert to psychotherapy. I think that it's worked, and I think that it was very good for me. And I would recommend it to him if he has insurance for it or can come up with the money for
it. Do you have insurance for that?
Yeah.
People what do you buy? Crazy insurance?
There's medical insurance offered by employers generally that has some kind of provision.
I see.
There's likely to be a copay or something like that. But
interesting.
The right psychologist can help you out with this, and I would recommend that. And so now I've borne my soul on something that I prefer not to even talk about.
Well, you know, I think that's interesting because I hope this gentleman takes that to heart and gives that some serious consideration because. Because if he's feeling like you were, and that is that he would not be able, that he would break down and do something he would regret if he were given the right opportunity, then it might be worth that investment, you know? If he feels like he's not as out of control as maybe you are, or were, rather, then maybe he could wing it and see what happens. But that's a pretty positive testimonial, I have to say.
It's a positive testimonial, and I would not have shared it had he not written in and convinced me in his email that he had a real problem. I wouldn't have shared that otherwise.
Now you obviously talked to Laura about your feelings, your wife. You talked to your wife about your feelings, and she insisted that you go and do this. Do you feel like he should... talk to his girlfriend and then go seek this out, or find the psychologist and start going and then tell her, or how do you think he should handle it?
Well, I think that he could. With Laura and I, it came to a head, right? Like, I was divorcing my wife, and it was a very real issue. So, with him, he's not at that point, so right. I wouldn't say, you know, bare his soul to her as to what really the problem is. I would say that, you know, start going to the psychologist and then tell her, you know, I'm having some issues as far as being in the relationship. I'm attracted to other women.
That has to be tough. That conversation, I can't even imagine how difficult that could be, especially if she, you know, kind of shuts down a little and doesn't really want to listen or gets it into her head that because he's telling her this means that he has already cheated, that sort of thing.
I would make, she could very likely say that. I would say that, I wouldn't say that I am emotionally attracted to other women. I would say that, because really it's all about the physical in this. I mean, you know, you're just using your emotions to get closer. That you're physically attracted to other women and you want to be able to have a long-term relationship with her, so you're willing to invest this kind of money for her.
And I think that'd be good because then it shows that you are serious. You already are investing that money. More on the way, 800-259-9231 if you've got comments on this or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to SpyVille.com. That is SpyVille.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. SpyVille.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. If you like the show, then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. We have got all kinds of great merchandise, high-quality products for you to put on your body and a few other places. We've got T-shirts, Free Talk Live shirts, Free Talk Live hats, and a variety of different styles, including the very winter-appropriate Free Talk Live beanie cap, as it has been called there. I guess there are a few names for it. But I like that a lot, man. That helps keep me warm up here in New Hampshire.
They're nice.
As well as the Free Talk Live hoodies. We've also got other things like the lighter bottle opener combo, the DVD Classic Archive Collector sets from way, way back in our local radio days, and more. Head over to store.freetalklive.com, and your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? That bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk first to Mike in Massachusetts. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Mike in Massachusetts going once. Mike in Massachusetts going twice. We go instead to Kurt in Michigan on the Amp Line. Hello, Kurt.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a little bit behind because I'm a podcast listener, and
right.
I'm just touching on the story where the 78-year-old cop abuse victim is being sued by the cop for slander.
78-year-old abuse victim.
Defamation of character.
You don't remember this? Just, I'm sorry, I've got some technical
police
things going on here. I'm trying to recall things and do things at the same time. What? Just recap for me real quick. So,
it's the one with the hospital police where the gentleman accidentally ran over the foot of the cop.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. And then the cop was suing the 78-year-old for damaging his name, right?
Well, the cop beat the crap out of him, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've come to the point where I don't think that can actually be a crime only because that cop cannot have ownership of somebody else's thoughts and therefore cannot have any damages.
So you're saying that you don't think slander should be a crime, talking trash about somebody in public, defaming their reputation should not be a crime.
I don't think that it should.
I happen to agree with you personally.
If it weren't, then people would be much more wary of what people say rather than thinking, oh, well, they can't say that because it's illegal. You know what I mean? They would they would be much more, they'd want to test what they're hearing more.
I suppose, though I don't know how many people are really aware of slander laws until someone threatens them with a lawsuit.
I think everybody's right. aware.
You think so?
But, yeah. Okay. But again, how can you have ownership in somebody else's idea of you?
Yeah, I think that, you know, if someone says something nasty about you, then you just have a right to say something to correct them on that and try to set the record straight. I think that's where it should end. To try to get some sort of financial compensation in that matter, I think is kind of silly. I understand that slander laws don't necessarily apply to people that are in, the public light so much as they do the average person, but nonetheless, I am with you on this one. Mark, how do you feel about this?
Well, I got to say, I kind of like the libel slander laws that we currently have. The reason being is that if the New York Times, for instance, decides to say something bad, not just bad, but factually incorrect and bad, grossly factually incorrect and bad about me,
okay.
I don't have the voice. Or, for instance, what was the caller's name?
That would be Kurt.
Kurt. If, for instance, they had to say about Kurt. Kurt doesn't have the megaphone that the New York Times has to be able to correct what was said. And so, I mean, you know, different people have a different ability to project what they're saying. So I'm against libel. You know, I'm for the libel and slander laws that we currently have.
Maybe we could look at it from a market perspective, as in, you know, what would happen if, the government wasn't around and we had private arbitrators instead. Would there be a demand for this? And there might very well be. There might very well be people that would suggest that if you say something incorrect about another person, it could damage your reputation if it's found out that that's not true. And I think that might be a little bit more of a healthy way to handle things. Because if the New York Times prints something nasty about you, Mark, and then you take them to court and you get damages and they pay you a bunch of money, it doesn't necessarily do anything to really damage the New York Times reputation as far as anything tangible on into the future. They just pay the fine and then they move on.
Right. I would agree with you, but what you're essentially talking about is market-based courts, arbitrators rather than the courts we currently have, and that would still require somebody having done something wrong or quote unquote illegal for them to be taken to one of these arbitrators. And with a market-based arbitration system, you would have courts that try harder to come up with justice, so they would have different ways of coming up with justice. Currently, our court system doesn't have to try very hard because whatever the judge says is, in fact, what is called justice. It's not. But that's just what they say, and so they come up with monetary compensation or, whatever.
Right. So if it were in the world of arbitration and the company, in this case, or individual, wanted to protect their reputation as being, in the case of the New York Times, an honest source for news, you'd go to arbitration and you'd make your case, Mark, and say, no, I was not having sex with that man last night, or, you know, whatever it was that you need to say to rebut their allegations. And then they would, in order to avoid a black mark on their reputation rating from that particular arbitrator, they'd have to maybe, I don't know, print a retraction or possibly, pay some monetary damages or... Although I think it would probably shy away from monetary damages unless you could really show, I think, that you'd taken some serious monetary damage from the allegations. I could see it as a possibility for the marketplace, but I just don't feel like I like the way it works today. I don't have a lot of familiarity necessarily with libel and slander cases, but, I don't know how slanted they are and if they favor people with money over people without money. But if they do, and we've certainly seen that the government court system tends to favor those who have the finances in their pocket. If they do, then that's something that the marketplace could sort of even out. The marketplace would certainly treat people without a lot of money on a much more fair basis than those with, because most people don't have a whole bunch of it. And in the marketplace, you want to satisfy most consumers. So I'd be interested to see how that shakes out. But Kurt, any other thoughts?
Well, if you agree that a crime has to be against a person or your person or your property, then I don't think you have standing in that crime of libel because you have no ownership rights to somebody else's thoughts, even of you.
That's true. You don't have any guaranteed profits, so you can't certainly make the case that, well, I would have made $100,000 this year if it hadn't been for that slander the New York Times printed. That's certainly an intangible, and it's
a coincidental damage. It's just like trying to sue the airplane, the airlines, for being late because you missed a meeting that could have gotten you the $1 million contract. You can't do that.
Well, and the door would swing both ways, too, right? So if somebody was slandering you, you could slander them right back. And I don't know. That's a tough one, man.
I see. I've read this book, The Defense of the Undefensible, and I think that there's room for your argument, Kurt, but I just, currently with the way things are, the slander and libel laws, I think, are, somewhat necessary. And they wouldn't be the first place that I'd be going to go look for freedom.
And I don't know. I feel like, certainly locking someone in a jail cell for slander or libel is uncalled for.
They don't.
That's good. But then again, making them into a poor person because they talk some trash, I don't know if is necessarily fair either. So I would be interested to see what the marketplace would come up with as a punishment for that, if it would just simply be a black mark to reputation or if it would go further than that. Interesting that you bring it up, Kurt, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231 if you want to comment in on this, because I was, again, just thinking about that as we were going through the conversation. It's not really something I've really mulled over for too long. I find it fascinating, though.
It's an interesting position.
Let's go to Kenneth in South Carolina. Kenneth, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to make a quick comment on the conversation you just had with the last caller.
Sure.
It's a lot like you mentioned. In the free market, however, it would be a lot easier to prove whether or not you had lost money because of slander. Say, for instance, Mark, if the New York Times came out and they printed an article saying that Mark Edge is a liar and he everything that he says on the radio is untrue and therefore no one should trust him, you could very easily prove if you lost ad sales you could prove that you lost ad sales as a direct result of that article.
Yeah, but you'd only be able to really prove that if someone cited the article, right? Like if somebody came back and said, I'm canceling my advertising with you because of this New York Times article.
That's true.
Let's come back and explore this more. I know you called for a different reason. We'll hold you over. Hour number two, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. You wear